Coach Pete Deruta doles out financial advice. Just go to financialsafari.com for vital information and to see his recent appearances on the Fox Business Channel. That's financialsafari.com.
And today's news clip comes from Bloomberg Markets, where they're talking to James Tarmey about a 404-carat diamond just recently found in Angola.
You know, they say that I think it's the 27th largest ever discovered. It's the largest diamond ever discovered in that specific mine in Angola, the Lulo Diamond Mine, which is state-owned. So these things don't come around every day, certainly. 404 carats is up there.
There's only certain things you can do with diamonds, right? I mean, he can't just cut it anywhere. He can't just decide to do whatever he wants with it. This diamond will almost tell him what can be done with it.
Right, exactly. They first do imaging, but they won't actually understand the precise imperfections in the diamond and where they can actually make the cuts until a few preliminary cuts that happened last week. So they actually cleave either end of the diamond and then make these little exploratory windows into the top. And from there, they're able to actually figure out if it can make a giant diamond or a couple of 80-carat ones, which are obviously still quite large.
So James, how long is it going to take to cut it down, and how much is the finished product or products going to cost?
They put out the number of around $200,000 a carat, though that's fairly optimistic. A recent 800-carat diamond sold for around $75,000 a carat, which is still quite a significant amount of money. If it were to sell for around $200,000 a carat, you'd be looking at $36 million if the final diamond is around 160 carats.
So we've got this enormous diamond, and these raw diamonds are a huge opportunity. So many ways that you could cut them, but so many ways that you could cut them wrong.
Yeah, and if you mess up, that's a big mess up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the bigger the diamond carat-wise, the more they can charge per carat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just something that's linear, saying, well, I've got a 10-carat diamond right here, so it's worth X amount of dollars per carat, and if I have 100, it's worth the same X amount. No, as you get a bigger diamond, because there's so few of them, they charge a whole lot more. It's amazing. He said based on, what, a 100-carat ring, it would be $36 million. That means they'd have to trim it down that much. Because there's a lot of imperfections in there,
sure.
Even though it's 404 carats, which is, that's gigantic. Can you imagine what the guy was feeling when he found that? And by the way, the average person walking by probably wouldn't even notice it's a diamond, because it doesn't look like the diamond, the finished product, when they find it out in the fields or in the mines.
Yeah, they showed a picture of it, and it looks like one of those weird misshapen glass things from when you see a lightning strike in the desert.
And some of them are even ugly. I mean, some of them you can't even tell they're diamonds. They're all yellowish and all that. So they've got black diamonds, yellow diamonds, all sorts of cool diamonds now.
Wow.
But it's just amazing, Kit, where people can find things, right? And how much money is going to be made on that. The funny thing is, the person who found it probably will make less than the person who finishes it. You know, think about that, because, you know, it needs to be cut right. And, and again, can you imagine your boss hovering over you when you're supposed to be cutting this diamond just right?
Can you imagine the 3 to 6 months that they're talking about sitting there and just going over all of the possibilities and worrying which one is the right one?
Yep. Well, hey, that's a good problem to have, the old saying says.
Oh, yeah.
$36 million or more they might make on that.
Well, this raw diamond is a lot like your financial assets, because there's so many things that you could do with the bulk sum of all of your assets, but only certain things that are going to get you to the successful retirement that you've dreamed of. Obviously, the plan is an important part of this. So you don't want to make a rash decision and accidentally chop your savings in half. So it's important to sit down with the equivalent of that diamond cutting expert to make sure that you are not cutting your assets in the wrong way.
Absolutely. Very, very important. I think that it's, you know, the diamond cutter can see in his eyes, in his mind, what he's trying to accomplish. Like the artist who's starting with a blank canvas and comes up with a masterpiece. Well, a good financial coach can look at your situation and already see in his or her mind what you should be doing, because they've seen the same situation through their years. And that's why it's very important to deal with a financial coach who has a lot of experience with people just like you.
Well, we have a team of financial coaches spread all across the country who are experts that you can sit down with and go over your entire financial plan. And sometimes it's not just a matter of putting together that plan in the first place, but getting that second opinion. Because if you're sitting down with someone who wants to cut your diamond today and you're not sure that they are going to cut it right, you might want to get a second opinion before you make that slice. Measure twice, cut once, like they say. The number to call to reach a local financial coach right there in your area is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. Sit down for that initial consultation. Go over all of your questions. Get the answers you need to put together the successful retirement plan that you've dreamed of. The number again, 800-604-1099. No matter how you cut it, today is the day to pick up the phone and call. We're looking out for you every single week here on the Financial Safari.
We take this brief time out for a Financial Safari quiz question. An advisor tells you he can guarantee you a 20% return on your investment. You should do what? A. Sign on the dotted line. B. Ask for some literature about the investment. Or C. Run in the other direction. The correct answer? C. Beware whenever someone combines the word guarantee with a return that high. There's no such investment that can do that. Don't walk, run the other way.